It seems in our country we are searching for some answers. Many do not follow a faith tradition. Many grew up in a church or a synagogue, but have chosen to walk away and muddle through on their own. And some were never introduced to a faith tradition. Some found in their church or synagogue to be irrelevant or not taking on the important issues of the outside culture. Because of this, it seems many inside and outside our churches and synagogues are asking, where is God in this? Where does the church or synagogue stand on this? Fill in the blank. Sometimes we get caught up in the day-to-day and we need to take a few minutes to reflect on how our faith informs our decisions in the world. As we move forward, some may start thinking, as we move forward in this sermon, some may be thinking, why is she talking about this at church? Well, I'm talking about this in church because people are talking about it outside the church. And the church, or us, needs to know how and why our faith affects our ideals, our morals, our decisions in this world. It's ironic that our scripture today, Nathaniel asks, can anything from Nazareth be good? Can anything in Nazareth be good? You may have heard someone in the White House this week say something like, can anything from Haiti, El Salvador, or Africa be good? Some in Syracuse say, can anything from Brown Memorial on the Near West Side be good? Growing up, I lived in the neighborhood that most in my school district considered the bad neighborhood, the poor neighborhood, the neighborhood full of druggies, and you can imagine what they said about the girls. So I know this question all too well. Have you ever read Unpacking the Invisible Knapsack? If you have not, it is a must-read. This is entitled Unpacking the Invisible Knapsack by Peggy McIntosh. It might be McIntyre. I wrote McIntosh. What we learn through Unpacking the Invisible Knapsack, or the book Waking Up White, or the book America's Original Sin, is that we all carry preconceived notions of people because of their race, their economic status, or the neighborhood they grew up in. Our faith in Scripture today informs us what we can do with these learned thoughts or behaviors that we learned through growing up, these preconceived ideas about people. Our first scripture, sung beautifully by our choir, Psalm 139, tells us that God knows and sees each of us. How lovely. How comforting. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. God says we cannot get away from God and God's love. If this is true of each of us as individuals sitting here, how could this be different for other human beings? If this is true of me, then it's true of you. And if it's true of me and you, then it's true of all God's children. Each and every one of God's children on this earth, no matter where they or we come from. Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream. He dreamed of equality in this multicultural nation.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the former slaves and the sons of former slave owners? Will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood? I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream for them.
He dreamed that no matter where we come from, we matter. We have gifts. This weekend, as a country, we honor his ideals for equality and his leadership. John, in our Gospel of John today, chapter 1, verse 46, "Can anything from Nazareth be good?" Philip urged Nathanael to come and see. Come and see Jesus. Jesus came from Nazareth. The Son of God came out of a town of 200 to 400 people in the middle of nowhere, Galilee. So, let's ask, can anything from Haiti, El Salvador, Africa, or Brown Memorial be good? Of course, yes. Doctors and lawyers and nurses and teachers and students and friends and neighbors, to name just a few, come from these places. To tell the truth, we'll never know if we never give people a chance. What good has come from Brown Memorial? Well, two stories to share. One is of a youth group trip. Our youth from Brown Memorial, I believe two summers ago, they went to Pennsylvania, and one day they went to Hershey Park, and they got to ride on all the rides. And the next day, they went to a place called Mission Central. And at Mission Central, they were able to pack or make sure that the flood buckets were packed properly. One group, even like a group of three, tore down a bunch of boxes, cardboard boxes. And when they came back, all they could talk about was not riding all the rides at Hershey Park, but what they did at Mission Central. It meant something that they were able to give. And then I brought my blankets here. These blankets were given by the life skills class from Brown Memorial. One of their life skills was making baby blankets. And they asked, well, where are the baby blankets going to go? And guess what? They came here to us, to our church, so that when we give out diapers to babies from Syracuse through the CNY Diaper Bank, we also include a baby blanket. So, can anything good come from Brown Memorial and the Near West Side? Of course, yes. Sometimes we need to see people's gifts, not just their needs. All of God's people have God-given gifts. It's up to us to let the gifts come out and shine. Just as Philip said, come and see. And in this statement, he inferred, come and see Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah, and all that he has to teach and share. So how are we inviting people to come and see how Jesus has affected our ministry at this church? How are we working in Jesus' name so that when people come and see, they are seeing Jesus' good works? And when people today come and see, how do people know we are not interested in where they come from? How do we show we value all people? And how are we letting the gifts shine through no matter where people are from? A quote from St. Francis of Assisi. Preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. I am proud of this church for the work we are doing. As you heard, we have a petition to sign to help our friend Hector and after church. And we recently moved to become a sanctuary church to support other churches in Syracuse. And believe me, that was very brave. And yet, we have more work to do. Although we read ancient scriptures, they inform us today as individuals and as a church where God is in this. Today's scripture tells us God comes from Nazareth, a place that has a not so good reputation among the people. Naturally, God's people, good people, with amazing God-given worth and gifts, will come from unlikely places such as Haiti, El Salvador, Africa, Brown Memorial on the Near West Side, and even from Nazareth in the Middle East. In the Gospel of John, Nathanael asks in disbelief, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" And Philip urges Nathanael to come and see. Amen.